Weeks after President Bush called on the Senate to pass comprehensive immigration reform, the upper chamber delivered. Passed by a 62-36 vote in late May, the legislation aims to strengthen U.S. border enforcement and crack down on U.S. employers who hire illegal aliens. It would also establish a guest worker program and provide a path to legal residency and eventual citizenship for millions of illegal aliens who have led productive lives in the United States for a long period of time. Democratic Senator Edward Kennedy of Massachusetts was a sponsor of the bill.
This is the most far-reaching immigration reform in our history. It is a comprehensive and realistic attempt to solve the real-world problems that have festered for too long in our broken immigration system. It strengthens our security and reflects our humanity.
Yet whether the Senate bill can be reconciled with a House version and whether America's immigration system is ultimately reformed this year remains an open question. Many House Republicans have vowed to oppose any bill that would give workers that enter the country without proper documentation a path to citizenship, a measure they view as amnesty and a reward for illegal behavior. On the other side of the debate, immigrant rights groups, many churches and other organizations have strenuously objected to a House bill enacted late last year that would classify illegal aliens as felons and criminalize those who provide assistance to America's undocumented population, estimated at 11 to 12 million people. Speaking in Washington, Alabama Republican Senator Jeff Sessions criticized the Senate immigration bill as weak on border enforcement. He pointed out that when the legislation was being debated, an amendment was proposed to delay the guest worker program until America's borders are secure.
That was voted down 55-40. And basically what that said was the people promoting this legislation were not committed to enforcement.
Sessions added that the temporary guest worker program called for in the Senate legislation would depress wages in the United States, hurting low- and middle-income Americans. He also contested the notion of guest workers being temporary, asserting that the bill would allow employers to petition to have their guest workers considered for legal residency. Finally, he questioned whether the Senate bill provides the resources that would be necessary for federal agents to effectively crack down on U.S. businesses that hire illegal aliens.
I think it's a colossal disaster in the making, and we need to start over again if we're going to do comprehensive work.
Appearing alongside the senator was Stephen Camerata of the Washington-based Center for Immigration Studies, which favors restricting U.S.-bound immigration. Camerata said the Senate legislation, if enacted, could more than double America's projected population increase over the next 50 years. He said the sharp population rise would be due to large numbers of foreigners gaining legal status, as well as their projected U.S.-born offspring.
So we're talking about maybe becoming from a nation today of 300 million, maybe a nation of 500 million people. And if you're a person concerned about issues of congestion and sprawl and pollution and loss of open space, then obviously a nation that's 200 million bigger, those things have, that has implications for those kinds of concerns.
Backers of the Senate bill say it tackles America's immigration dilemma in a balanced and realistic way. President Bush has campaigned vigorously for comprehensive immigration reform similar to the Senate bill, despite opposition from a significant portion of legislators within his Republican Party. Speaking recently near the U.S. border with Mexico, Mr. Bush warned against shutting America's doors to immigrants.
For generations, immigrants to this country have risked everything because of the dream of freedom. And they've assimilated into our society. And they've contributed to our economy. And they've contributed to the greatness of America.
Immigration has emerged as a contentious issue ahead of congressional elections in November. Polls show the American public deeply divided on the matter. Michael Bowman, VOA News, Washington.